Hello, my name is Susan West Montgomery. As part of the National Trust's Forum Journal on International Issues, we've invited Maria Llanos Martinez to sit down with us today. Maria is the Trust's first ICOMOS intern and comes here as part of the International Exchange Program established in 1984. Maria is from Albacete, Spain, and received her architecture and engineering degree from Madrid Polytechnic University and her master's in monuments and landscape preservation from the university in Rome. Maria, what are some of the biggest differences between the stewardship of historic sites in Spain and in the United States you've seen this summer?
First of all, the main difference, I think, is that most of historic sites in Spain, they are property of the state. So they are, I mean, that means that they are inside a national register, and then they are very protected because of being inside the register. I mean, they are legally protected. But on the other hand, being property of the state, it means that the management, because of the state bureaucracy, is not very dynamic. And here in the working at the National Trust, I see that the management of the sites is very dynamic. I mean, what I see is people who works in the sites, they always try to involve the community, creating events inside the sites, or, for example, renting the site for weddings and things like that. Another aspect is very different in Italy or Spain and with the states. It's like, for example, in the preservation philosophy, because in Spain or Italy, we work with very antique buildings. So as much as possible, we try to preserve the physical matter, because physical matter is going to allow us to read the history and the pass of time of the antique building techniques. But for example, here in the United States, you usually work with 100 old buildings, historic sites, and then maybe it's not, if, for example, some part of the building, for example, a column, get damaged, I mean, you can change the column because the column itself is not important. I mean, I think the preservation is focusing preserve the formal integrity of the architecture and the identity of the building or the history of the building. And another thing I see here that I like a lot is like that people, I mean, communities are very involved with the preservation. It's like a popular movement. While in Spain, no, because usually you think that the state is going to take care of the historic sites, so you don't care about that.
Can you tell us one thing that you might take back with you to Spain, something that you've learned here that might help you protect historic sites in Spain?
Yeah, absolutely. I really like the way you manage the sites, this dynamic way. I mean, like renting the sites for events and maybe taking decisions in a dynamic way. And I think that makes the sites more sustainable, and it takes them for the future, I mean, to be in the present and go to the future.
And what's one thing that maybe you could tell us about the way you protect historic sites in Spain that we could learn from?
Okay, here in the working at the Trust, I see in some sites that maybe they, inside the historic building, they try to recreate like the atmosphere of the ambient. Maybe this is for an educational purpose, but in Spain we will never do that, because if you don't have all the information and all the documentation about, if you are not sure that things are like that, you are not going to do. I mean, maybe it's better not doing anything than doing not a real thing. So, yeah, in Spain we will never do that.
Thank you, Maria. It was great to hear your perspective. Once again, this interview is just one piece of enhanced content available in our Fall 2013 Forum Journal on International Issues. Members can access the full journal on Forum online at www.preservationnation.org/forum. Not a member? You should be. Learn more at www.preservationleadershipforum.org.